With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The Supreme Court has preserved access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. last year. The justices ruled today that pro-life groups lack the legal right to sue over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's approval of the medication mifepristone and the FDA's subsequent actions to ease access to it. Also on SRNews.com, Italy is hosting the summit of the Group of Seven over the next 3 days. Correspondent Karen Shamus reports an agreement has already been approved by G7 officials to give Ukraine profits from Russians' frozen assets.
Officials say the world's seven wealthiest democracies have agreed on lending Ukraine up to $50 billion using frozen Russian assets as collateral. The agreement was struck before the start of the three-day G7 summit in Italy. European officials have resisted confiscating the assets, citing legal and financial stability concerns.
Donald Trump is making a triumphant return to Capitol Hill with House and Senate Republicans for the first time since January 6, 2021. House correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
GOP lawmakers find themselves newly energized and reinvigorated by Trump's bid to retake the White House. House Speaker Mike Johnson previewed the visit at a Capitol Hill press conference Wednesday.
We're excited to welcome the President Trump back. He'll be meeting with the Senate Republicans, of course, after he has a breakfast with us. And there's high anticipation here and great excitement.
Mr. Trump is expected to visit House and then Senate Republican campaign headquarters to discuss party priorities. It's his first visit as the party's presumptive nominee. He's also speaking at the Business Roundtable. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 255 points. The Nasdaq, meanwhile, is up nearly 57. This is SRN News. A court battle over a T-shirt continues.
There are only two genders. Those are the words emblazoned on a shirt worn by 7th grader Liam Morrison during a school day at Nicholas Middle School in Middlesbrough, Massachusetts last year. School officials kicked him out for a violation of the hate speech code. Now two courts have ruled the schools were in the right. Alliance Defending Freedom represents Morrison, says there will likely be an appeal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State will spell out in state law that hospitals must provide abortions if needed to stabilize patients. His statement comes as the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule this month on whether conservative states can bar abortions during some medical emergencies. There is no indication that patients have been denied emergency abortions in Washington. This is SRN News. GOP Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida says the U.S. should take a lesson from Iran's military, which is building and deploying a large number of drones around the world.
We need to crank out even better drones, automated systems, ones that we can, that are expendable and that don't cost a lot, and get them in the hands of our fleet ASAP.
Waltz was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Wholesale price increases declined in May, the latest sign that inflation pressures in the United States may be easing as the Federal Reserve considers a timetable for cutting interest rates. The producer price index declined 0.2% from April to May after increasing 0.5% the month before. More on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Jeremy House.